Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, August 29th. According to an extensive new study, Tesla battery degradation is not accelerated by frequent supercharging, which was previously thought. It has long been believed in the industry that frequent DC fast charging is bad for longevity. Even Tesla used to warn against it. But now a new report from Recurrent, which has access to data from over 12,500 Tesla vehicles, they now show clearly that there is no difference in battery degradation between frequent fast charging and rare fast charging. The studious among you may already know that in Tesla's owner's manual, the automaker doesn't talk about frequent DC fast charging affecting battery longevity anymore. But it does mention charging in adverse temperature conditions. Now, we have some independent data to back up Tesla's owner's manual. Tesla is making all superchargers free in Europe for a day in celebration of 10 years of supercharging on the continent. The company wrote on Twitter, quote, "By the way, supercharging in Europe is free all today. This includes our locations open to all EVs, 70% of our network." Now, it sounds like good news since EVs of other makes from Tesla can join in on the promotion. Tesla has yet to completely open the supercharger network to all EVs, but as stated, 70% can still join in. Or maybe it's too late by the time I'm recording this. Maybe this happened yesterday. But at any rate, hopefully, they open up some other promotions like this around the USA. But not for the 10th year. It would have to be the 12th or the 11th. No, the 11th already happened. It would be the 12th next year when that's happening. Has it only been 12? Sometimes I feel like it's longer. Yeah. Ford Motor Company has announced that Germany is the next market where customers will gain access to its Blue Cruise driver assist technology. Following approval, Ford's drivers in Germany can now take advantage of the true hands-free driving experience on certain roadways. Blue Cruise now joins two other automakers offering hands-free, semi-autonomous driving in the country. BMW's Level 2 Plus ADAS just snagged approval from the KBA this past June, and Mercedes-Benz Drive Pilot has been offering the EQS drivers Level 3 since May of 2022, and that one is hands-off and eyes-off. Sounds painful. Blue Cruise from Ford will first roll out in Germany on the Ford Mustang Mach-E, which will be launched in the market in the next few weeks. And in today's Toyota can't seem to catch up news, the Japanese automaker has suffered a production system malfunction. As a result, Toyota had to halt all operations at its assembly plants throughout Japan, leaving local output frozen. Earlier, Toyota shared the scope of the suspended operations, which includes 14 separate facilities so far. According to calculations by Reuters, the standstill affects approximately one-third of the automaker's global production. Toyota says the malfunction consists of a glitch that is preventing the company from ordering vehicle components for assembly. The cause of it is currently under investigation, but a spokesperson said that it is likely not from a cyber attack. According to Automotive News, Ford will be sunsetting the gas-powered Ford Escape, Ford Edge, and Ford Transit Connect. This to make way for new electric vehicle production. Not new electric vehicles, but just new production of electric vehicles. The news comes after Ford just rolled off the last Fiesta from their assembly lines last month. And now, as to what EVs will be made in these spots is yet to be announced. Ford already offers the F-150 Lightning, the Mustang Mach-E, and the E-Transit electric van in the U.S., but the company has run into some challenges for production this year. Ford unveiled the fully electric Explorer in Europe, hinting at a three-row SUV, which is possibly the U.S.-spec version of that vehicle here in the States. Now, Ford has a lot of other projects in attempt to catch up to Tesla, or at least be number two behind Tesla in terms of electric vehicle sales. Blue Oval City being the least of these. Not the least of these being Blue Oval City. Thomas Schaefer, the CEO of Volkswagen Passenger Cars, posted a video of a rabbit, like the animal, on his LinkedIn profile with the caption, "At Volkswagen, we love the rabbit. The countdown is on. Stay tuned." Now, could this be a Volkswagen rabbit that will be electric? Well, at Electrek, we think so. Volkswagen already has the ID.3 electric compact car, which will replace the e-Golf, which was from 2020, However, it's not available in the U.S. The rabbit badge still has some twists and turns from its history, shacking up with the golf badge in some cases, but popularity on the nameplate still lives on in the USA. So we think the electric rabbit is on. A recent approval vote by the California Public Utilities Commission will expand commercial robo-taxi rides throughout San Francisco, and that has sparked backlash. A select group of protesters in the San Francisco Bay Area are demobilizing robo-taxi electric vehicles operated by companies like Waymo and Cruise. They do this by placing orange construction cones over the sensors. Now, while the opposition to this technology has been present in small doses for years, this new resistance against autonomous vehicles has recently gained more organized aggression from a group calling themselves Safe Street Rebels. Now, what goes up must come down, or rather, what gains trendy anti-establishment popularity will soon lose such popularity. Because guess what? A representative for Waymo said that the number of incidents has already significantly declined. This after the initial spark after the vote, which happened on August 10th. So, easy come, easy go. After the Kia EV5's Chinese debut last week, we now learn that it will have a much cheaper than initial expected cost. The EV5 will have a starting price of roughly $22,000. Leaked information earlier this month showed the Chinese model will be powered by a single 214-horsepower electric motor with 310 Nm of max torque. A longer-range version of the vehicle is expected, with over 373 miles of range, according to the CLTC. Now, rough estimates would put that at 266 miles compared to the American EPA test. Kia will be competing in the Chinese EV market with BYD and Tesla at these levels. And at Electrek, we wonder if the Chinese EV price war is still heating up. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Bud and Buff says, "Yes, your voice is excellent for many purposes. However, your wit is even more appealing. I am sure you know this. Good job." Well, thank you very much, Bud, but unfortunately, it's not a unanimous sentiment. Swedish Chef Dave 49 says, "Sarcasm and witty repartee is not your specialty. Please try and stick to the technical stuff." Well, fellas, the truth lies in the middle somewhere. There is a line between straight-faced professionalism and more silly antics, and sometimes I walk the line, like Johnny Cash and a sobriety test. If I can give about 80 to 90% on the serious side, then I feel like the remaining percentage really stands out. If I'm goofy all the time, like I am on my personal channel, then it's hard to get sponsors or exclusive information that is used to propel the site's notoriety. At Electrek, I've not only got my reputation on the line, but the other people who work here to consider, and also the reputation of those to come. If the site can attract and keep the right talent, then it's to the moon for Electrek and our little ragtag site. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.